something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Jade Clark is a Vitality Ambassador, and she's been talking to Nat about the advantages of having a home World Cup.
Tell me how it's going to feel when you get to see, when the whole squad's united, when the Aussie girls are reunited with you lot. Yeah. How's it going to be?
So we haven't been together like, as a 12 since January. Yeah. So we haven't seen those girls, and we've been watching them on the netball app. Yeah. Like every Saturday we've been getting up early to watch them. So, and they've just been doing us so proud over there.
Yeah.
And it just gives you that boost having like the best players in the world coming back, and you know they're on your team. Yeah. Like we've got Layla, have gone out and straight away captain, and Chelsea's captain. Everyone's got like a leadership role as well. So
yeah,
that'll feel really nice. So we'll be buzzing to have everyone back and just to spend some quality time together, like having fun as friends and family, and before it all kicks off and that pressure kicks in.
Yeah, they really are dominating out there, aren't they?
Yeah.
How does it feel? Do you think that's kind of, you're gonna have enough time to like mesh in? Like it's only a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
And I'm quite surprised that they're only just landing now.
No, when you look at it like that, we don't have much time together, but I think you just take confidence in the work we've done in the past few years all together, and I think there's not really any combinations that haven't been tested. Like even Fran Williams, who is new into the team, she had some great court time against Australia with Juva Mentor in January. So I think that's like the beauty of the program. It just prepares you well to get straight into that competition. And obviously we'll have a lot of work to do. We'll have a lot of video sessions because we'll have limited time on the court because we'll have to be keeping fresh. So but we'll make it work like we always do.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there kind of a shift in like the focus now that you're getting so close to a big competition? Obviously you've done quite a few of these competitions, so like what kind of changes in terms of the mindset and what you're kind of focusing on?
Well I think you can take confidence that all that hard work fitness wise is done, so you can just breathe a sigh of relief and like I've done my good work, and you can start like looking to feel really confident, and that's physically and mentally. So you're doing those sessions where you just feel really fast and sharp, all those sessions where you're just getting together as a team and you're going through your tactical stuff, your game plan, so you just know for every like different style that you play you're ready for it. So it's, you know, it's, we know we've got some of the best players in the world, we know we're one of the best teams in the world, but now it's that mental side of feeling confident to win and knowing we can do it
100%. So obviously we're up here in the northwest at the moment, and the competition's going to be in the northwest. How's that feel for you as a Manx?
It feels amazing. Like a home World Cup is just the pinnacle of your sport, and like to top it off, it's in the northwest, like where I've grown up playing for Oldham. So it's really special for me, and it's kind of a reward for all my friends and family who have, I've been away from them for so long over the years in Australia and New Zealand, but just, you know, to come back home at this like later stage in my career is just makes it extra special, and it's kind of like always meant to be, and I'm so glad like I hung in there and I'm experiencing this, and it's just great for the country as well. After all the country got behind us at Commonwealth, now it's coming back home and people have access to it. We can watch it on BBC and Sky, and they can get down to a game. So it's really great for the country.
It's such a great kind of follow on from like last year, because
so perfect.
Everyone was so excited and we were all watching it at like 2:00 in the morning. So to be able to watch it at a normal time is gonna feel amazing. We like rarely get to do that. So in terms of your kind of career, obviously you've been doing this a long time. How do you think the game has progressed and changed over, from your perspective? What's the best thing about how netball is now perceived to how it was?
I think when I was younger, it was definitely perceived as a schoolgirl sport because people didn't really know it. When I was younger, it wasn't on TV, so we didn't have those role models to look to. And now, like, people are taking it seriously. People know how aggressive, how fast it is, how skillful it is. And it's not just the women that play. So many men have come up to me and just, all the men that I've seen that like watch netball absolutely love it. So it's really, it's a sport not just for little girls to watch, but the little girls with the mums and the dads and the whole family.
Yeah.
It's something that everyone like can just get involved in, even if you've never watched it before. There's just nothing better than watching a close game of netball. It's so exciting.
Oh yeah, 100%. And it's so good that people are finally cottoning on to that.
Yeah.
Like you say, when we were younger, like I didn't really know who was on the England team.
No,
it wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
it wasn't on telly.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to now, like today, for example, be surrounded by all these kids who like want to have pictures with you and like feel like you're kind of a role model for them? How does that? Is that a weird feeling?
It's just weird. It's really nice, and it's something that we've wanted for a long time. Yeah, like when I was younger, I looked up to athletes like Sally Gunnell and Colin Jackson and things like that. So it's really cool. Like now we're the ones that they're looking up to, and and little girls can go, well, I want to be a netballer and I want to do it as my job. And it just it just would be unheard of when we were younger. So, and I think it kind of, thinking about things like that, it does take the pressure away of playing, because it's also, you think, I'm part of something bigger than what colour medal I get. It's part of like creating that legacy, and it's something that we can be part of long after we stop playing. Is we're part of, you know, getting people out and playing and making it the most popular sport for girls, and it's a sport for everyone.
100%. And I suppose just finally, like in terms of having a career as a sportswoman, there's so many, I feel like there's still so many barriers for women and girls in getting into sport and continuing sport after school. What do you think needs to change to make this more of a possibility, to keep things going in the direction it's going for women in sport?
Yeah, like you said, we are going in the right direction, but we do need more. We need more sponsorship, and I think we're putting out, we need to like tell these players' stories, because when you know the players and you know the stories, you want to watch them, and it it creates that interest. So I think everything that's going on in the media, people are writing about these players and on the news and everything, that's really contributing, so that more sponsors like Vitality and Nike are going to back it, and it's just a never-ending cycle. And then we'll be, there'll be more professional leagues, we'll have more success, which means more participation. So we just need to keep the ball rolling.
Okay, so it's my job then.
Saracens Mavericks Georgia Lees has been sharing her thoughts on how she sees the tournament going, and if Kadeen and Sasha sorted her out for tickets.
No, I wish.
Say no more, say no more. How effective do you think England will be, maybe without the likes of Beth and Amma?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that announcement for Amma was really gutting. And, you know, you've got a feel for her. You know, she's the captain that took him to gold medal at Commonwealth Games. But, you know, a lot sort of changes within a year and a half. And I think we can see by the season we've had over in the UK here, the calibre of players that we do have coming through. So, you know, it just sort of goes back to that point of how much netball is developing, how much players are progressing, that actually, you know, your England captain that sort of got you gold medal at Commonwealth Games is now no longer in the squad. And I think, you know, although it's gutting for individual players, it's a really, really exciting time for English netball. I think the World Cup is going to be great. I think it will give the opportunity for some younger players coming through to have their time on that big court. You know, it's gutting for the likes of Beth Cobden. You know, she just come back from her ACL, and then to do it again, like, that is heartbreaking, especially in a World Cup year. But again, it gives sort of our younger players coming through an opportunity to get out on court or to get within the team to experience what sort of a World Cup is like.
England, Australia, maybe be tipped to be in around the semis at least. What about the likes of Shadeen for South Africa?
Well, this is what I think is going to be so exciting, because I think, you know, of course you've got the likes of Shadeen playing for South Africa. I mean, in the Super League this year, they were phenomenal, you know, talent.
Marika.
But even you've got, Marika, you've got the likes of Malawi, Jamaica, you know. I don't think you can just assume now that it's going to be sort of your England, Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica semi-finals, final spot. I think, you know, the sort of top six teams are really going to be challenging.
You'll be going?
Yes, I will be going. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I think it's going to be really, really exciting. Would much rather have been out in Australia for the Commonwealth Games, I suppose, watching, but Liverpool will do.
Jeeva Mentor, the notorious world-renowned defender, is well-respected in the England side, and she told us how important it is that athletes give back to those who play sport.
Yeah, I think for me, it's so important that not only as athletes that we stay grounded, but we also know where we came from and that we can inspire the next generation. And there's some amazing netballers out there, and they're great role models. And I think we're in a perfect opportunity to be able to inspire the next sort of young netballer coming through, whether they're a girl or a boy, whether they're just getting involved in sport or keeping active. So I'm very much a believer in getting out in the community and doing what you can, and whether that's involved in netball, whether that's involved in a healthy eating campaign or just getting active. I think it's so important that everyone has the chance to get out there and about and just sort of spread the love of playing sport, and particularly a sport like netball that can bring people so much joy.
Scotland's Emma Barry has been talking to the Netball Show ahead of the World Cup.
How important is playing in this home World Cup to you?
Yeah, well, Liverpool not being too far away, it's really good because it means everybody's friends and family are able to travel down to support, and especially with it being my first time competing at senior level and also my first World Cup, having my family there to support me makes it that be a bit more special.
And a huge reward for those early hours.
It makes all the sacrifices that every single player has to make throughout the season in order to commit to this team worth it, to then go on and be able to compete in the main event of our sport.
Being part of that Sirens squad, how do you think that'll help?
Being able to train with majority of the squad and compete in the Super League competition with Sirens throughout the season definitely gives us a bit of a head start, as it's allowed us to gel combinations and work on new ones.
It's a home World Cup, you can watch it at proper times, and your family will be able to travel, which is going to be a bit of a added bonus. Are they coming?
Yeah, obviously it's really good that all games are being shown on Sky, as it means that the fans that aren't able to come down and support are able to keep up and watch all of our games.
England thoughts? They're going to be in the same group.
Yeah, having England in your pool is always going to be tough, especially with them now being Commonwealth gold medalists and definitely competing for the gold medal at World Cup. So we know it's going to be tough, but it just gives us a chance to go out and challenge them and test ourselves.
And how's the mood at the minute? Just hours away.
Yeah, the mood's really good. Everybody's really excited with World Cup being so close, but still working hard in the gym and on court in order to be as prepared as we possibly can be leading into it.
But how will the World Cup work? Here's Zara with a look.
So this is how it will work. 16 teams around the world will compete for the ultimate prize, the Netball World Cup 2019. England qualified as the host nation, and Jamaica, Australia, New Zealand, Malawi and South Africa also automatically qualified as the top-ranked teams. Two further teams qualified from each of the INF regions, Europe, Oceania, Africa, Americas and Asia. The World Cup will take place in Liverpool over 20 exciting sessions of netball from the 12th to the 21st of July. For our home teams, Northern Ireland are first up against Australia, England face Uganda and Scotland face Samoa. Then on the Saturday, England play Scotland, and the World Cup bronze medal and final will take place on Sunday the 21st of July. See you there.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.